I grew up right on Vassar Drive between Snowden and Littlefield. So I grew up right around the corner from the old Greater Grace. So Greater Grace was right at Schaefer and Seven Mile, right there on the corner. And there was a grocery store on the corner. So we, you know, lived a little bit of everywhere. So when I was really young, probably in kindergarten, first grade, I used to walk to a school called Fitzgerald. And so we were all little, but we would walk to school, and it was safe enough to do so.
Tell me about your mom.
My mom literally escaped Mississippi with her, you know, 10 siblings. You know, two of her brothers were almost lynched. They all escaped to Chicago. And then my mom came to Detroit with my biological father because he got a job in the auto industry. And so it was supposed to be a wonderful life. But instead, when she came here with him, he started hitting on her almost immediately. Martin Clifford, my biological father, was an abuser and he was an alcoholic. So he abused her and continued to abuse her. By the time I came, and there were nine of us, my mom was working midnights at the post office trying to keep her, you know, family safe and that sort of thing. But she was being abused every day, black and blue. And she finally escaped because she was trying to figure out a way to keep her family safe. And she literally started a pest control company with the help of one of her brothers in Chicago out of the trunk of her car in the city of Detroit. And then she decided to divorce my biological father, and he tried to steal her business and tried to kill her twice before she eventually got away, went to court. Because back then, you know, people don't think about it, but there were no shelters. There were no homeless shelters. There were no shelters for domestic violence victims. And the police, if you were beaten on and you went down the street and told the police about it, they would just tell you, honey, go back home. He'll take a beer and let him walk around the corner and let him cool off and it'll be fine. And so she didn't have anywhere to run to. So when she started her business and got away from him, you know, and kept us all safe, things got a lot better. And from the post office, she met my stepdad, who was Luther Campbell, and he's passed away too. But yeah, they ran their own business. And my mom was the president of the Michigan Pest Control Association. And that was very rare for a black woman when you think about it. In the 60s, especially in Detroit, she owned her own building in the city of Detroit. She had an all-male staff that she trained herself. She mixed up her own Gold Star Super Spray that she sold over the counter for $19.99.
What was the name of her business?
Gold Star Exterminating Company. And one of my brothers kept it going in the city of Detroit up until he died. He died during COVID. But, you know, when she started Gold Star Exterminating Company, you got to think about things like Orkin was just starting today. You know, Orkin is a national company and a multi-million dollar company. Or you think about Rose Pest Control, those pest control companies like that. My mom, as a black woman, was competing against people like that. And people even in Detroit would say, like, who's the black woman running the pest control company? But, you know, that was my mom.
Do you know what's there now?
Oh, in her building?
Yeah.
You know what? It's right across. It's right on Finkel, off of Wyoming. And I think there might be a church in there now. It's right across the street, in fact, from Health and Human Services, I think.
So how do you think your mom's story, the whole story, how does this play out in your life?
Well, it taught me a little bit of everything, because as the youngest of nine, we all worked in the business. And so even as a young kid, I would go, she would teach me how to type, and I would have to take care of records in the business. I would have to sell over the counter. I helped mix spray. And then something else that I didn't think about, you know, when you think about businesses today and people think about marketing, well, back then, my dad would take us in a car with him, and he would get other young boys in the neighborhood, and he would give us advertising bills, square bills that we would run door to door, and we'd put them on people's homes. So we would, you know, get business. And it's just amazing everything that they did to build up their business. And then somehow my mom figured out how to get contracts from the city and even from the state. But that taught me how to run a business. So even when I was at Michigan State University, I started Gold Star Exterminating Company in Lansing. So I became a certified pest control operator there.
Can you talk a little bit about how people respond after you tell your story? You tell your story, and then what happens?
Well, you know what I find? It doesn't matter where I am. people tend to stand up and start telling their own story. So I was at Western Michigan University speaking to a group of women, and one by one, women stood up and said, I've never told this before, but I was a victim of domestic violence. So women will share it. But also, I've been in, say, the grocery store with my mom, and somebody might come up to me and whisper to me and say, I left my domestic violence situation because I heard you speak about your mom. And they'll say, like, if she could escape with 9 kids, then I felt like I could escape with 2 kids, you know? And so I believe by sharing your story, you give other people courage to get out as well, to step out on faith. You know, when people see me, especially young kids, or when Black women see me, they always think that you have some easy golden life. And so I always tell Detroiters, especially young kids, when you see me, you see you. So if your mama's on drugs or your daddy's on drugs or, you know, somebody's drinking alcohol or you're being raised by your grandmother or even a family friend, I just tell kids, you know, don't be ashamed. There's always a way out of a crazy situation, as I learned from my own mom, you know, and she would always say, you know, with God on her side, she could do anything.